Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
One last getaway.
Capping the busiest summer travel season on record.
Hurricane cleanup.
People have lost their businesses, their livelihood. We need a little bit of help.
Manhunt for a murderer.
I don't know what he's capable of doing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. By one estimate, 148 million of us will be on the move for the Labor Day weekend. CBS's Chris Van Cleave has more on the final summer getaway.
Blake Sosa and his wife Ashley are heading to Japan for their honeymoon, getting an early start on Labor Day weekend at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, as the busiest summer travel season on record comes to a close.
We just really looked at flights, and today worked out better for our schedule, and it definitely helps to beat the Labor Day rush.
The TSA has screened more than 227 million passengers since Memorial Day weekend, surpassing pre-pandemic records, and the agency expects to see another 14 million more by Tuesday. The nearly 150 million people traveling over Labor Day will face gas prices averaging about $3.82 a gallon. While it's nearly the same as last year, AAA says it's higher than normal for the holiday. Baba Javier is driving from Los Angeles to Arizona.
I'm not going to let the gas prices affect what we do right now. It does hurt, not going to lie.
President Biden goes to Florida tomorrow to see the damage from Hurricane Idalia. They're picking up the pieces in places like Horseshoe Beach and Cedar Key. That's where we find CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Our cottage still standing. We're missing a few parts of it.
Cedar Key's faraway inn sits right on the water. A feature owner, Amy Firestein, said is usually a draw for visitors.
I have never seen anything like this.
But as Hurricane Idalia brought around 7 feet of storm surge to the area, the inn's proximity to the ocean left it wrecked, waterlogged, and covered in debris. The small island community has a population of roughly 800 people. Many of their homes are now piles of brick and wood.
Boy, it did horrendous damage, way beyond what we expected. That's the risk you take. You know, if you choose to live by the water, you can live and die by the water.
Under fire for not calling for backup help during the Maui wildfires, Mayor Richard Bisson has released a video explaining and defending his actions.
The severe gravity of the impact was not clear in the initial hours as our firefighters and police on the ground placed all of their efforts and actions towards helping people in the areas.
In Washington, a key member of the Proud Boys was sentenced to prison yesterday for his role in the Capitol attack. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Prosecutors said Joseph Biggs and his co-conspirators were the driving force behind the violence that unfolded at the Capitol. Biggs boasted about storming the building.
January 6th will be a day in infamy.
He wept in court, handed a 17-year sentence in prison after being convicted alongside Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio of engaging in seditious conspiracy to keep then-President Donald Trump in office.
Tarrio is due to be sentenced next week. Another member of the group received 15 years yesterday. There's word former President Trump's election subversion trial in Georgia will be televised and streamed live. He has pleaded not guilty, waiving his right to appear in person at an arraignment next week. CBS's Nancy Chen has more on the hunt for a convicted killer who escaped from an eastern Pennsylvania prison.
His depravity knows no bounds. I mean, this is someone who has nothing to lose.
A statewide manhunt is underway for Danilo Cavalcante.
If he's already engaged in a murder in broad daylight, there's no stopping him from doing anything more egregious.
Just before 9 a.m. Thursday, the 34-year-old convicted murderer escaped from Chester County Prison, an hour west of Philadelphia. About 30 minutes later, he was spotted walking right past Nancy Lane's house.
It's a scary thing, but I don't think he's going to hang around nearby.
Authorities have not released details of his escape. Cavalcante was sentenced to life last week for stabbing his ex-girlfriend 38 times in front of her young children.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has acknowledged he took trips last year on a Republican megadonor's private plane. CBS's Jan Crawford.
Justice Thomas reveals three trips last year on a friend's private jet and a paid luxury vacation at his estate in the Adirondacks, while insisting any omissions from his previous financial disclosure reports were inadvertent or a result of longstanding guidance he received from court officials. Two of the trips on friend and Republican donor Harlan Crow's private jet were for speeches. Thomas says his security detail advised private travel last May because of the increased security risk after a draft leak of the court's opinion overturning Roe v. Wade.
Authorities outside Columbus, Ohio, plan to release body camera footage of the fatal police shooting of a pregnant black woman. 21-year-old Takaya Young, who was suspected of shoplifting, was killed after police said she accelerated her car toward an officer in a grocery store parking lot. Young's grandmother says
she was family-oriented. She was like a fireball. She shouldn't be gone.
The unborn daughter also died. A judge in Missouri has ruled that an 84-year-old white man will go to trial in the shooting of Ralph Yarl, the black teenager who went to the wrong house by mistake back in April and was wounded. Police in Baltimore have arrested two additional teenagers in a mass shooting that left two dead and 28 hurt earlier this summer at a block party. A city report faults the police for ignoring warnings about the growing crowd on the night of the shooting. A federal judge has blocked for now a Texas law that was due to take effect today. Reporter Chris Fox says drag performers fear it will be used to put them in jail.
Judge David Hittner sided with a coalition of drag performers and LGBTQ plus advocates fighting the law, saying there's a substantial likelihood it violates the plaintiff's First Amendment rights. ACLU attorney Brian Klostermore represents them.
This law would go far beyond drag to chill and target any performance in public that could be considered sexual.
The state is expected to file an emergency appeal with the Fifth Circuit Court.
College football returned last night.
Play action on first down and Barnes.
But millions never got to see it because of a dispute between Charter, Spectrum Cable, and Disney. U.S. Open tennis coverage was also interrupted on ESPN. Charter Spectrum claims Disney wants an excessive increase to carry its channels.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
A major retail's redesign of shopping carts has run into some critics.
Check out these new shopping carts that Walmart has.
Many aren't impressed with the new features that have rolled out at a Walmart in Mayfield, Kentucky.
We've got a cup holder for all your drinking needs. You don't want to have your phone in your pocket? We got you covered. Look at that, phone holder.
In a comment section on the store's Facebook page, some say having your phone out in the open invites thieves. Others complain the carts are so high, they've experienced pain in their shoulders. One mom says she's short and couldn't see past her daughter when she put her in the kiddie seat. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
At first look, when they opened a 200-year-old time capsule at the Military Academy at West Point, there was nothing in it. But now officials say six coins and a medal were buried in sediment inside. They're being analyzed. That's the Roundup, produced by Matt Cherry, Mara Rubin, and Spencer Rain. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.